For the love of fall, Starbucks pumpkin spice lattes and pumpkin cream cold brews are back. Smooth espresso dashed with pumpkin pie spice and velvety whipped cream. Or cold brew topped with pumpkin cream cold foam fit for the season. Your pumpkin awaits. Order today in the Starbucks app.
Your next success begins with the University of Maryland Global Campus. UMGC offers 100% online and hybrid courses, personalized advising, affordable tuition, and more than 125 degrees and certificate programs in numerous career-relevant fields. Put yourself on the path to succeed again. Learn more at umgc.edu/podcast. Certified to operate by CHEV.
The King of the Golden Mountain. Once there was a rich merchant. He decided to load all his wealth into his two ships to the other lands to make more wealth. But alas, they drowned, leaving him poor. All he was left with was his little son and his only land left. One evening, he went to his land to relax when he was visited by a dwarf called Mannikin.
Friend, why so sorrowful? What is it you take so deeply to heart?
I lost all my wealth. I worry for my son.
Ask what you want, you shall get it. And in return, you shall give me the first thing that holds you when you reach home after 12 years to this date.
Agreed.
As the merchant returned home happily, his son comes from behind and grabs his leg. He realizes what he has done without thinking. Fear grips him. He goes to his attic and checks his money chest and finds it empty. Relieved, he thinks, since the money has not come, he will reject it when it comes. However, he returns to the attic a few days later and finds the chest full of gold. He becomes even more richer than ever before. 12 years later, the date arrives when the merchant has to give his son to the dwarf.
Son, I have to tell you something bad I've done.
Father, worry not. Nothing bad will happen to us.
The son was visited the previous night by a magical fairy who has foretold him about a great fortune he is to receive and what he must do to get it. Knowing this, he takes his father to the same place where he is supposed to be given to the dwarf. He sees his father and draws a circle around them. The dwarf appears and asks for his claim. A magical force stops the dwarf from getting into the circle.
Good old merchant. You have got me what is mine. Now hand him over to me.
I'm sorry, my friend. He is my son, and I cannot give him to you.
Liar! You promised me!
My friend, if you allow me, I can propose a way out.
The dwarf and the father-son reach an agreement. They decide that Heisel be placed into a boat, which will be pushed into the sea by his father. So as the waves may decide the fate of the floating boat, and Heisel with it. After drifting for a while, the boat gets caught in rough waters and turns upside down. The merchant feels sorrow at losing his son. The dwarf feels content having gotten his revenge. Both men turn around and disappear. However, young Heisel survives as he remains afloat on the drifting boat, which after a few days arrives at a strange shore with a very large palace and a golden mountain. Young Heisel enters the castle and finds it empty. His joy turns to despair as he searches every room for someone. Finally, he comes across a white coiled snake. He is terrified.
Hello, traveler. I'm Princess Nuada. I'm trapped in the spell which can be broken if you suffer agony from 12 men who come here in the dark. You have to suffer this for 3 nights, and the spell shall be broken. I will be back in my human form, and I shall restore you as you are and marry you. And bring back our subjects for us to rule as king and queen of the Golden Mountain. Hyzal agrees. The men come and beat him. The spell is broken. The princess becomes human.
For the love of fall, Starbucks pumpkin spice lattes and pumpkin cream cold brews are back. Smooth espresso dashed with pumpkin pie spice and velvety whipped cream. Or cold brew topped with pumpkin cream cold foam fit for the season. Your pumpkin awaits. Order today in the Starbucks app.
When you think about something that brings out the best in us, it usually involves helping someone else. By donating plasma at a Grifols Center, you can help save millions of lives and show your good side to the world. You'll join thousands of people who donate safely each week, so patients get the plasma-derived medicines they rely on. And you'll be rewarded up to $1,000 your first month. Learn more at GrifflesPlasma.com.
Revives Hyzal. The subjects return as they marry each other. They give birth to a beautiful baby boy, and 7 years pass. When Hyzal thinks of his father and he wishes to see him, he tells of his desire to his queen, who foresees great sorrow if he goes. However, Hyzal bugs her so much that she reluctantly agrees and gives him a wishing ring and gives a condition.
You must never wish me and my son to your father's home.
Hyzal agrees, closes his eyes, and wishes he reaches his father's town. He opens his eyes and finds himself at his father's town. Hyzal is not allowed into town because of his clothes. He makes a deal with a shepherd and reaches his father's home, finds his father, and tells him,
Father, it's me, Hyzal.
My son died many years ago. I saw him dying.
Father, see my mark. I am your son, and I am a king of a distant land. I have a queen and a son.
You are my son, but you are no king. You are a shepherd. And where is your family now?
The queen arrives and is very unhappy too. She is furious, but remains calm. She waits. Hyzal takes her to the same shore from where he had set sail. He decides to rest on his love's legs. When the queen takes back her ring and reaches her palace with her son, Hyzal wakes up and realizes what has happened. He feels he can't go back to his father, as he will not believe him. So he decides to walk and find a way back to his family. Far away, three giants were fighting for their inheritance. Three objects: a cloak that makes you invisible, a pair of shoes that can take the wearer anywhere he wants, and a sword which, upon being told, heads off, can kill everyone around except you. Hyzal arrives here after many days of his quest and sees the objects he offers and agrees to settle the debate. He tricks the giants that he has to wear the objects to judge them and wears them one by one and vanishes. He reaches the shores of the Golden Mountain only to see a huge celebration happening. He uses his cloak and enters the crowd to realize the queen is marrying another man. He becomes angry. Hyzal, wearing the cloak, reaches the great dining hall with the festivities going on. He decides to teach the queen a lesson and grabs her plate of food and her drink every time she tries to have them. The queen, worried and increasingly upset, gets up and leaves the hall to her chambers, where she cries, thinking of what has happened. When Hyzal arrives and removes his cloak, the queen, though in shock, is relieved to see him. However, Hyzal goes on a rage-filled rampage and shouts at her, throws things, and makes her cry. In the same rage, he enters the hall and shouts out,
Subjects of my kingdom under the Golden Mountain, I am back, and this wedding is canceled.
However, he is faced with ridicule from the nobles and the people who laugh at him. Enraged, he wields his sword and screams,
All heads off! Except mine.
The spell of the sword works, and every subject, including his beloved queen and his son, perish. He realizes what he has done, that no level of greed and anger is worth the sacrifice of one's family. He cries. Go sits on his throne as the lonely king of the Golden Mountain. The end.
Want more ways to show your good side to the world? Donate plasma at a Grifols Center and join thousands of donors who are helping to save lives. Receive up to $1,000 your first month. Learn more at grifolsplasma.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
The pandemic has been hard on all our kids. New studies show more than 1 in 3 children who started school in the pandemic now need intensive reading help. That's right. Millions of kids in kindergarten through third grade in the United States cannot read at grade level. Here's the good news. Your child can be reading in just 30 days, guaranteed, with Hooked on Phonics. Even if your child has been struggling, Hooked on Phonics will teach your child to read in just 30 days, guaranteed. And right now, you can get started for just $1. Text the word GRADE to 323232 right now. Hooked on Phonics is highly effective and incredibly fun, and everything can be done right from home and in less than 20 minutes a day. For more than 30 years, Hooked on Phonics has been the proven learn-to-read program that kids love to use. Text GRADE to 323232 and teach your child to read in just 30 days, guaranteed. Text GRADE to 323232 right now and get started for just $1. Text GRADE to 323232 now. Text GRADE to 323232.